All right. Well, for starters, you know, I just want to thank the organization for definitely picking me up. You know, I'm excited. My family's excited. You know, this is definitely a dream come true. You know, this is something I waited for, you know, my entire life, to get a chance to play in the National Football League. And, you know, you guys made that come true. So, you know, I just want to give you guys a huge thank you. My family wants to give you a huge thank you. And, you know, I'm ready to get to work.
Julio, how much contact did you have with the Vikings leading up to the draft?
No, I had a lot of contact. You know, I've spoken with the entire staff at the combine, and I was spoken to the GM. I FaceTimed the D-line coach when I was back at Iowa working out. So, you know, I've had some contact with the Vikings.
Hey, Julio, what do you think clicked for you last season at Iowa? You really seemed to stand out in your final year.
Can you repeat that? I didn't hear that.
What clicked for you last year when you led the team with 7.5 sacks and 10 tackles for a loss? What clicked last year?
You said what clicked?
Yeah, in terms of you standing out, really kind of reaching your potential at Iowa. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's hard to hear it now. Really, the thing really that clicked really was, you know, just really a matter of, you know, just going hard, you know, just playing for the team, really. And, you know, just really just playing unselfish, you know. It's just a matter of really just going out and, you know, just really playing as hard as I possibly could every single snap.
Did you ever go up against Pat Elflein with Ohio State?
Ohio State, no, I have not. I don't know, we played them when I was a sophomore, but I didn't really get that much time against them, so.
I read you were a high school wrestler.
Yes, I wrestled. I was a heavyweight, 285. My last year was I stopped my junior year, and my record was 21-3. That was my record my last year wrestling.
How big was the Senior Bowl for you?
The Senior Bowl was huge. You know, it was definitely big. You know, it definitely gave me an opportunity to really go out and to really compete against, you know, probably some of the best guys, you know, in the country. You know, guys such as, you know, like Deion Dawkins, who went second round to Buffalo, guys like Dan Feeney. And, you know, it really just gave me an opportunity to really just compete and show, you know, NFL teams what I can do against, you know, good opponents.
How did your wrestling career help you become a pass rusher?
It helped a lot, you know, with wrestling. You know, what it taught me really was, you know, where to place your hands as far as whether it should be inside or outside, you know, pad level, and it really taught me good leverage as far as getting a good bend in the hips. So, you know, I feel like with wrestling, what I did wrestling, I feel like that correlated a lot with the game of football.
What do you see as the aspects of your game you need to work a little bit more on?
What I feel like I need to really work on, really, I mean, I feel like everything, really. I mean, nobody is ever really perfect. Has that one thing mastered? it's all a work in progress. You know, it's really not just one thing. You know, it's a lot of things that I need to really get better on. So that's why I'm really excited to really get in and start working, with our coaches. You know, because I feel like they'll put me in the best position to really get better in all aspects.
Hey, Julio, do you keep in contact with guys like Mike Daniels and Carl Davis?
Yes. I haven't had the chance to play with Mike. I've spoken to Mike a lot. I play with Carl a lot, and you know, the things that he's taught me, same with Mike, really was, you know, just really keep going hard and just keep persevering even through tough times, whether it be during the season or out of the season. You know, you keep persevering and, you know, you make things happen and good things will come about.
Jill, with being in Chicago for high school and then Iowa for college, what are your impressions just of the NFC North division, and what are you excited about being in that division this year?
The only thing that I'm really most excited about, really, you know, is really, you know, playing in that division, you know, just really playing against, you know, good guys, you know, playing against good guys, you know, good competition. And, you know, and that's what I'm all about, really. That's how I came up. Really just going against, you know, some of the best of the best, you know. So, like I said, you know, I'm ready to really go in and ready to compete.
Jaleel, how excited are you to get to work with Andre Patterson? Have you had the chance to talk with him yet?
Yes, I have. I spoke with him a few times. And, you know, like I said before, I'm I'm overexcited. You know, I can't put in words. You know, he's done a good job. He's done a great job, you know, with a guy like Sharif Floyd. You guys have a veteran defensive line. You know, he's done a fantastic job. And, you know, I'm ready to, you know, really add to it, you know, show those guys what I can really do.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.